This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, a special feature. We're going to play back a segment of Friday's Inside Douglas County program with newly retired Sergeant First Class Nick Marshall from the Oregon National Guard, one of the more known younger veterans in the area, to talk about his military service. A note as well, a big attendance at the Veterans Day Parade on Saturday. If you look at the KQEN Facebook page, we've got about seven collections of pictures. Just scroll back to Saturday morning on the KQEN Facebook page, and you'll see lots of pictures from the event there. When I checked yesterday, we had several thousand views on each of those. So check them out. I got some good pictures in there, and if you didn't get the chance to see them, make sure and take a look as we listen to this interview with Sergeant First Class, now retired, Nick Marshall. Nick Marshall, retired. How is it that you're retired? Is that a term kind of seem odd? You're barely 40, right?
I'm 41, yeah. It's surreal. Like, a good majority of my career, I helped young people decide whether or not they should join, right? And there's nerves that come with, should I join the military? And a lot of those nerves go away after they come back from basic training, and they say, like, oh, I wish I would have just done it, you know, and not been so concerned. But I would say you have the same nerves when you decide whether you're going to retire or not. You know, you've been doing this so long that you're like, I can't imagine what life is like outside of this uniform. And I extremely miss it, but I'm happy that I made the decision that I made.
Well, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. How many countries in all did you get to go to during your time of service?
Well, I was very fortunate. I went all over the United States to include a little island of American Samoa. But as far as other countries, I'd say the big one were Egypt, Iraq, Kuwait. And then we set foot in Germany, but that was just through the airport. So I didn't have a ton of travel outside the United States in my path, but a lot around America.
But you got to go to countries most people, I mean, you got to go to a number of countries, any one of which most of us will never see.
Sure. Very thankful for that experience. I think I appreciate it more now than I did maybe back then.
So. Now, talk about the difference. The two main deployments are how many years apart?
Math is hard. So 2009. So it was about 8 years in between. So.
What were the differences during that time in your ability to communicate back home?
Oh, good question. So at the time in Egypt, we were just getting like internet, and you had to like plug your laptop in. And so I mainly called home. But Iraq, it was a lot more. I had internet in my room. I went to a time frame of Iraq that was a little bit easier than maybe some other people went to. So I did have internet ability, and I could call home and talk over the computer.
And did that feel odd to do that and know that your family's here in Roseburg and you're way over there?
Yeah, but I felt it was important. I needed that, you know, and wanted to let them know I was safe. The hardest thing was is when you didn't have internet, like it would fail or you were out on a mission. And then I was concerned that people would be worried about me. So.
Well, and I remember a couple of those times when Brian Prowitz was doing the interviews with you. I think you normally tape those because mm-hmm. of the difference in the time yeah. zones and all of that. But I remember once later you talked about the internet being so slow that for you to download the podcast took like
yeah.
hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, I didn't say it was amazing internet. I just had internet.
Wow. And it's amazing how fast it's changed now. What was the most fun aspect of being a recruiter?
It's tough. I don't know. I felt like I always had a connection with my community. I could always go to events, and I felt in place. It was just, I don't know. I think my uniform helped me get through the doors to in our community. But I would say the kind of the rewarding thing is working with the people that I worked with, you know, even if they didn't join the military, the fact that I got to work with them and learn from them or maybe help them in some sort of way. So building the connections in the community.
What's the toughest thing about being a recruiter?
Recognizing that every person that sits in front of you is somebody's child, and having to ethically still make sure that you're taking care of the needs of the organization, but yet always putting the needs of your applicant and their family first. And that is challenging, but I felt that I handled that fairly well.
Were there times when maybe you realized that a particular person may have been qualified but really shouldn't be joining?
Well, the important thing is if they weren't qualified, we didn't make them qualified. You know, if
you can't fake qualification.
Yeah, I can't fake qualification. But you know, if somebody is qualified and they were just concerned about joining, you know, you had to find the fine line between kind of twisting their arm to help them feel confident in their decision without pushing them into something that maybe mentally they're not ready for. And that, I feel, was like a challenge that I had to search in my own integrity to make sure that I was still doing what I needed to do to be successful, but yet putting those people first and knowing when to push them and when to back off.
How did you know when it was time to pick a retirement date?
It was kind of a little journey. I started exploring like being a substitute school teacher, and I realized that I really do like working with young people and helping them. And then a friend of mine who worked in education gave me the job, you know, release of the job I have now, and I felt like I could still continue to impact young people and help them, and maybe even help more people in this role that I have now, as opposed to maybe just focusing on military service.
And what are you doing now?
I work at Umpqua Community College, and I'm on a federal grant where I go out to rural high schools and I help young people decide, you know, do they want to attend higher education? Do they want to go find employment? So I really work with students one-on-one and coach them and help them kind of build confidence and start thinking about life after high school.
So basically, you're still a recruiter.
But I get to recruit for any, you know, organization or institution or business that they want to be a part of. So it's really whatever they want to do, and that's rewarding.
And how much time do you spend out actually on the college campus?
I'm on the campus very little, so I try and be out in the schools as much as possible.
And so you're getting all over the county.
Yes, all the rural areas. Yes.
And is that going to be a long-term situation?
Well, our grant lasts for another 2 years. I'm currently going to college at Bushnell University for a master's program in clinical mental health counseling. And so I don't know what the future is going to hold necessarily with that, but I do have a focus of people I'd like to help, and I would like to move into the mental health community and help with that area.
So what are your overall thoughts as you look ahead to tomorrow being Veterans Day, and for the first time in 20-plus years, watching the parade, not being a
sure.
member of the military? That's
got
to be, you may not know what you're going to feel until you're there.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it. I'm excited. You know, when you're in the military, everybody's supportive of each other, and so now being out of the military, I am no longer a soldier, per se, but I'm still here to support soldiers and military members and veterans. And so just have a little bit of a different feel to it, but still there to honor our veterans and help our currently serving soldiers.
Now, I don't know what the protocol is. As a former member now of the Guard, do you end up showing up tomorrow with your uniform on?
I could wear my dress uniform, but I think I'm just going to wear comfortable clothes.
And it's got to be interesting to have been in this role and see the folks that you're going to see tomorrow, and just how long this legacy of service with all these veterans that go back from, you know, your age, even younger, mm-hmm. clear to those from World War II.
Yeah, I think that's one of the coolest things about being a veteran is, you know, we wear different uniforms. We're served at different times, different branches. But one thing regardless from World War II to current veterans right now, is we have that commonality that we all served in some form or fashion, and that brings connection, and it connects the generations. And I've always really just thought that was one of the coolest things.
From Friday's Inside Douglas County program, Sergeant First Class, now retired, Nick Marshall of the Oregon National Guard, his thoughts ahead of Veterans Day. A reminder again, plenty of pictures from the parade. Scroll back on the KQEN Facebook page. I think we've got 7 different collections of pictures that were posted just after the noon hour, right around the noon hour on Saturday. That is the Morning Conversation, 842 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.